In the news in the last 2-3 weeks, I don't remember exactly when it was, there was something about Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel making a very strong statement that the Palestinians would never share part of Jerusalem. You know, when one reads the first reading today, one can at least get an understanding of some of the emotion behind a statement like that. If you look at what the really exalted expectations for Jerusalem were to the Jewish people, let me just go over a few parts of this first reading. It starts out, "Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you." Then a little later, "Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. Your sons shall come to you from afar, and your daughters in the arms of their nurses. Caravans of camels shall fill you, dromedaries from Media and Ephah, and from Sheba shall come bearing gold and frankincense." There was that vision that one day all nations would come to Jerusalem. That all nations would somehow find in Jerusalem the light of truth. And that when that happened, all people would live in peace. Of course, now there's the other side of that whole story about the Palestinians and that whole background of what Jerusalem has meant to the Muslims. And so there's that great clash that goes on there. And God knows I don't want to take sides in it, because who knows how to solve that problem. But what I do want to talk about is, where do we see ourselves as Christians fitting into all that? What is our expectations of Jerusalem? What do we do with those promises? Well, for us, we see the new Jerusalem as the body of Christ. It's no longer tied to a geographic place. That the church now, the body of Christ, the believing people, we are the new Jerusalem. And the light, that new Jerusalem, is Christ Jesus our Savior. And that's what we have, that expectation that one day all peoples and all nations shall come to Christ Jesus, and they will find in Him the light of truth. They will find in Him the source of peace. And so in one way, it doesn't matter to us much what happens to the earthly city, Jerusalem. What's far more important to us is that the new Jerusalem become known to all people so that they can come to Christ Jesus and they can find the light of His truth. That's why the church must always be a missionary church. Our calling from Christ Jesus, as we hear it in Matthew's gospel, at the end of his gospel, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." That's our task, to make disciples of all nations. You and I, as members of the church, have somehow that responsibility to make Christ known to the world today. Now, I'm not saying that we all are supposed to go out and leave our homes and be missionaries. But what I am saying is that you and I are to make Christ known by the quality of the lives we lead. People will come to Christ Jesus if they see in those of us who believe in Him the qualities of love, of compassion, if they see in us the qualities of searching for justice, searching for truth, if they see that we care for the poor, we care about those who live on the margins of society, those who are oppressed, that will be the way that we bring Christ to the world. Preaching has little effect. It is the quality of our lives. And the quality of our lives really come not just by our human efforts. They come by the fact that we open our hearts up to the power of the Spirit of God. And when the Spirit of Christ Jesus lives in us, and we surrender to that power, then His love can begin to operate in us. And that is where we so often fall short. We become much more influenced by the culture, the climate we live in, than by the Spirit who lives in us. But once we can begin to open up to that Spirit and let that Spirit come in and change and transform our lives, then we can begin to manifest Christ to the world around us. Having said all that, this coming week we have an opportunity to manifest Christ. First of all, an opportunity during the mission that's going to begin this coming Friday to open our own hearts more up to the Spirit. And then we also have that possibility that we can invite others to come to that. You know, maybe there's someone you know that you think's just been interested in the Catholic Church. Invite them. Maybe there's someone else you know that has quit coming here for whatever reason. Invite them to come back, to listen. All of us can do some of that. In that way, we can reach out to others and begin to let them come to know in another way just Christ Jesus our Savior. You know, we are called, each and every one of us, to be missionaries. Each and every one of us, through the very fact that we have been baptized, have been called and sent to proclaim Christ to the world, to manifest Christ to the world. And we have to do that in our everyday lives. We have to do that in our families. We have to do that in our work. We have to do that in the way we recreate. Christ has to be seen in us. If our lives are no different than the lives of those who do not believe in Christ, we are not going to manifest Christ. There has to be something different about us. And that something different comes primarily when we can open our lives up to the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we let go, surrender our lives to Him, let Him enter into us, transform us, and make us anew. That's our hope at every Eucharist. The body and blood of Christ we receive, the word of Scripture that we hear, begins to enter our hearts, to change us, and make us live in a different way. May that transforming power be with each and every one of us, so that Christ may be known in the world today.